Hey, I'm Glenn Caruso. I'm a teacher at Lake Lure Classical Academy, and I'm here in my English room. I've been teaching about 12 and a half years. I taught on the college level at University of Georgia in Athens, and I also have been teaching here for about the last 2 years. And I've been teaching journalism English for ninth grade and English and British literature for 12th grade, and then also digital marketing, marketing technology, and where business is going in the future. I love helping students find their passions and helping them direct where they might want to go in their life in terms of what colleges to go to or what trades to go into, and ultimately what they may want to do when they get out of school, either high school or college, figuring out what jobs will give them a sense of fulfillment, passion, make them money, so they can live a good life. I love mentoring young people. I love helping them understand more about themselves and how it can apply to their future and their future success, both professionally and personally. How do I connect and map a person's unique attributes and skills to potential roles they may want to consider when they get out of school? And really, I like helping them get off to a running start as they enter adulthood. I want to make a difference in their lives. I want to be someone they refer to later in life as Mr. Caruso was one of the biggest influences on my life. He changed my life. He made it better. He helped me understand myself better and what I could do and what I was possible of. He motivated me when other teachers might not have. He cared about me. I want them to remember me that way, that I had an influence on their life and a true impact that made their lives better. I think there's so much good that artificial intelligence can provide to people, what it can do for education, how it can accelerate how people learn, how it can be a co-pilot for them so that they can think at a higher level. There's also drawbacks, but I think there's more good than bad. And also, I know artificial intelligence and generative artificial intelligence, it's out of the box. So we will be living with it. You can't be scared of it. You have to embrace it because it'll be part of our daily lives. It is already, but within the next 3 to 4 years, it will be embedded into everything. And within the next 10 years, how we do work and business and play will be completely different than how we do it now. I think it offers a tremendous amount of potential for society and for people themselves to think again on a higher level and let them use their creativity, human creativity, because artificial intelligence and robots can't duplicate true creativity. I was introduced to British literature back in college. I had taken a class 1865 to present and read a number of different English authors. I'm fascinated by the different periods, the different literary periods and how it morphed from the time of Chaucer and Beowulf and then Chaucer into the mid-18th and 19th centuries to today, and just sort of how it reflects culture, which all writing does, but how writing reflects the society and culture and opinions and thinkings of that particular period. So it's fascinating to read different authors like Jane Austen or Charlotte Bronte or Oscar Wilde or George Orwell or others, many, many others, Virginia Woolf, and see how what their take is on their own lives and what's happening again around them and how they express that in words and how beautifully they express that in words. Until Chaucer in 1390, English was considered sort of a peasant language. It was French and Latin that people spoke. English would have been equivalent to speaking in text messages as it is today. Chaucer brought English to the forefront with The Canterbury Tales as the first great novel that was a bestseller across all of Europe. And I think that's fascinating to see how that particular author changed the written word and brought English to the number one language that people were writing in and expressing themselves in, although people express themselves in all different languages. But I think that's sort of fascinating that it all came out of Britain. And then, you know, there's great authors from every country and every continent. But I have a special interest in Britain and Ireland and European authors in general.